sweetest friend, this year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Nechagitl, Shmuel Alexander ben Nechagitl, Rav Kester bas Eliel Peretz, Shani Chana bas Malka, and Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina, they shall have bracha v'atzlach v'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. We'll be learning Maimar Dalet in the Pachat Yitzchak. It says, V'lo yachol Yosef l'sapek v'chol hanitzavim alav, etc. V'lo amar ish bas v'ad Yosef alecha v'itin is kol b'vechi. Yosef couldn't hold himself back. Nobody else was there. And Yosef began to cry. And then it says, then he fell on the neck of his brother Binyamin, his brother, and he cried. Chazal explained that this is a remez to what is going to happen in the future to the 10 tribes. Bevechi Yavo, it says in Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, in chapter 31, verse 8. They're going to come with tears. Just like Yosef cried when he met his brother, so to Lasid Lavo, the 10 tribes are going to cry in the Geula when they meet their brothers. The Maral says, what's this inyan of Bechia? Because when somebody stops being lost, they cry. When he stops being lost, he cries. The one who loses him doesn't cry. The one who gets lost doesn't cry. The one who gets lost cries. So Yosef and the 10 tribes were lost. And therefore, when they stop being lost, they're going to cry. So what does this mean? Al-Tkufa Sa'asid, it says, Ephraim lo yikani es Yehuda, Yehuda lo yotzer es Ephraim. That's a pasuk in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 13. Ephraim is going to be jealous of Yehuda, and Yehuda is not going to cause distress to Ephraim. What's this kinyan here of Ephraim lo yikani es Yehuda? At the time of the Nisayan of Yosef, he saw the face of Yaakov, and he said to him that your brothers who are going, their names are going to be written on the Avnei HaEphod, on the stones of the Ephod worn by the Kohen Gadol, if you don't pass this test, Yaakov told Yosef when he had his Nisayan with Eishes Potiphar, you are not going to be written on this ephod. And the Mefarshim asked, excuse me, in order to be omed in the Nisayan of Eishes Ish, that's what you tell a guy to stop a guy from being Nichshel with an Eishes Ish? Say to him, you know, it's really not worth your while because you're not going to be written on the Avnei HaEphod. It's like a weird way of stopping somebody from being with an Eishes Ish. If you don't go with this Eishes Ish, if you go with this Eishes Ish, your name is going to be written on the Ephod. So it says in the Pasuk, Shmuel Beis, Perikov Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, Uma Geber Hukam Ol, and this was said about David, Shehikim Ola Shel Tshuva, speaks the man whose yoke was lifted. This is David who lifted up the yoke of Tshuva. The Gra explains that David is special in that with his Tshuva, he was returned to his original place and he didn't lose his Makom Hanegiyah. And look in the Pachad Yitzchak in Yom Kippur, Maimer Yud Aleph, that it says there that Ola Shel Tshuva means Aliyah. In other words, not just the Ol, the yoke, but David lifted the Aliyah of Tshuva. And the inyan is that Adam Rishon, after his sin, was Makayim, a Seder Noah of 130 years of Tshuva. Nevertheless, he wasn't returned to Gan Eden. Bnei Yisrael, after their tshuva on the Chet HaEgel, did not receive again the Luchos Rishonos. Shaul HaMelech, even after he said Chatasi, he lost his Malchus, and it never came back. But David, after his tshuva, the Malchus came back like it was before. And that's what it means, Hekim Ola Shel Tshuva. He was making the Aliyah of Tshuva, that he went back to his original place, and there was no longer a Horada. That's what it means, Ola Shel Tshuva, the Aliyah, that he restored his original glory. The Malchus David starts with Yehuda, and the Maisa with Tamar Abaskol came out and said, "Mimenu mimeni yatsu hadvarim kavushim." From me, the matters came out kavush. So this Maisa with Tamar and Yehuda, which started Malchus David, came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, kavushim? That this is included in the context of Bahade Kavshei Derachmanim, even though they were asuk in their own inyanim. Nevertheless, at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was busy being osek b'vrias oro shel Mashiach, as it says in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Pehe Os Aleph. That's what it means, kivushim. Bahade kavshi derachmana. Even though they were osek in their own, these are the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even though they were osek in their own inyanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had his own secrets, and he was busy creating the Or of Mashiach. Mikan nolad Mashiach. When Yehuda admitted, and he wasn't embarrassed, he said, Tzadka mimeni. She is right. And then Abasko came out and said, Mimeni yatsu hadvarim. These matters came out mimeni. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from Yehuda, we're going to have the shalshelas of Mashiach. It all starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan to bring Mashiach from this union. This madrega, that through tshuva, he's going to be zochah to his maila, and he's not going to lose his makom negia, is special to Melech HaMashiach. Chata v'shav eino mafsid, that's David HaMelech, that he did tshuva, and he was restored to his original glory. He didn't lose out. And the Zelbazach with Yehuda, that Yehuda was very, very special, and that his tshuva restored him to where he originally was, because it was mimeni. It was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway, so he does tshuva for his part in the sin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to restore him. And the chiddush in this koach of tshuva is that it's connected to the geula, and it works via the geula, because that's the inyan of the geula. The geula restores everything to its original place, because Malchus Yehuda, Mashiach, that's the Mahalach of the Geula, that everything comes back to the way it was originally supposed to be. However, it's different with Yosef. And that's what his father, Yaakov, told him when he said to him, he saw the picture of his father, and his father said to him that your name is not going to be written on the Avnei HaEifod. In other words, if you're not Omid Ben Isayon, you're going to fall from your Makom Negia, you're not going to be the same person, and you're not going to return there. And that is Behechleit B'nigud L'Malchus Yehuda. That's different from Malchus Yehuda, because Malchus Yehuda is restored after tshuva, David Yehuda, but not Yosef. Yosef was told, you can sin, but you lost that forever. And through this we have Kina. That's where the Kina comes from. And Mimela, all the fights between Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef is Makana Yehuda and his Maila, that his Makom Negia was a Nifka. And Yehuda Fargintnish Yosef, Yehuda has a Tsaris Ayin. Yehuda, that's what it says in the Pasuk that we read before. Ephraim lo Yakane is Yehuda, Yehuda lo Yatzar is Ephraim. Ephraim, who comes from Yosef, is not going to be jealous of Yehuda, and Yehuda is not going to be Tsar Ephraim, Tsar Milosh and Tsaris Ayin. He's not going to have Tsaris Ayin, he's not going to have an evil eye towards Ephraim, meaning Ephraim's not going to be Makana Yehuda, because Yehuda's tshuva is so stark that it returns into his original glory. And Yehuda is not going to be Tsar Ephraim, he's no longer going to have, meaning until now there was Kina, there was Tsaris Ayin, and Lasid Lava, there's no longer going to be Kin and Tsaris Ayin, because Yehuda had Tsaris Ayin on Yosef, that he was Omid Ben Isayon, and that's not going to be Lasid Lava. The chilik between Kin and Tsaris Ayin is that Kina is I, you have, and I don't have. Tsaris Ayin is that you have, I don't lack. But ich fargindir nisht, and any mefargen lecha, in modern Hebrew they have a word lefargen, comes from the Yiddish word farginen. Farginen means that you're happy when somebody has something else, whatever they have. So when it comes to kina, kina is that you have and I don't have, so I want what you have. Sarasayin is that you have, I don't lack, but I don't have an ayin tova that you have it, I'm not happy that you have it, I'm not mefargen you. So that's the difference between Yehuda and Yosef. says that Ephraim is going to be Makane Yehuda, and Yehuda is not going to have Tzarasayin for Yosef, because Yehuda has something that Yosef doesn't have. What does Yehuda have that Yosef doesn't have? Yehuda has that he can go back to his original tshuva, when his tshuva restores him to his original place. And what is Yosef have that Yehuda doesn't have? And what does Yosef have that Yehuda is not going to have Tzaras Ayin? That Yosef was Omid ben Nisayon, but it's not that it lacking Yehuda. Like, Yehuda didn't have the same Nisayon as Yosef with an Eishes Ish. So Memela, by Yehuda it says that he's not going to have Tzaras Ayin to Yosef. Even though Yehuda doesn't lack, but in the future he's not going to have Tzaras Ayin, but until then he could have Tzaras Ayin. Because this is something that Yosef had that he didn't have, but he didn't lack either. So therefore this is a makom of Tzaras Ayin. And he's not having Tzaras Ayin in the future. So Ephraim's no longer going to be Makane Yehuda, and Yehuda's no longer going to have Tzaras Ayin for Yosef. The Aseres HaShvatim, says in Sanhedrin Kuf Yud, are not going to return. The Maharal explains in Sefer Netzach Lamed Daled that Chas V'Shalom, that they're not going to return. And Chas V'Shalom, there's going to be a lack of Shvatim Yisrael. Rather, what it means is they're not going to be Choser Mitzad Atzma Madregasam. They're not going to have a Geula Mitzad Atzma, they're going to be included in the Geula of Yehuda. And they're going to be an appendage to his Geula. And that's what we were saying. The Geula is the Chazara to the earlier Madregas that were lost. And this koch we only find in Yehuda and not in Yosef. And only b'derech shel hischabrus v'histapchus, for to Yehuda can there be a chazara. And that's what it says, that la'asid, Ephraim is no longer going to be makane Yehuda. Because he is also going to be zoche to geula al yedei Yehuda. So even though he didn't come mitzad atzmo, but he's also going to be zoche to the geula, so he's not going to be makane Yehuda. And that's what it means in the pasuk, that Ephraim is not going to be Makane Yehuda, because he's also going to have a Geula. So there's some demos, there's some tears of Tsar, and there are other tears of Simcha. The chiluk is that Tsar, even if it's not a big Tsar, can create tears. But Simcha, only if it's tremendous Simcha, does it create tears. Mitalitzar can bring in treri. A mitalit simcha that kein mal nish bring in treri. Rak simcha was geit a rois from the kalim bring the mois. That a little bit of tzar is not going to bring to the mois. A little bit of tzar, excuse me, can bring to the mois. But somewhat simcha, not the greatest simcha, is never going to bring to demos. In order to get to demos, you have to have mamish arois fun kailim, when you go out of the yotzei me'akelim, then you have tears. It has to be a tremendous simcha to create tears. And therefore, lasid lavo, who's going to cry? It's going to be the aseres hashvatim, because lo bet kochos atzmam yachzeru. It's not their own kochos that are bringing them back, it's Yehuda. By then the simcha is b'li shiur, because for Yehuda the simcha is within his kelim. It's not a gaita rois from the kelim. Not that he's going out of the kelim, it's within his kelim, because he was zoch and he brought the gula. But Yosef came to the gula derech his kalos b'Yehuda, not mitoch sein eigene kelim, not from his own kelim, not from his own kochos, but from the kochos of Yehuda. So Yehuda was within his kelim. He's not going to cry. It's not Yotzei Migeder Haragil, it's not like out of the ordinary for Yehuda. He can have this notion of being returning, being restored to his performer level, but Yosef doesn't have that. It's only via Yehuda, so therefore he has a tremendous simcha. So lasid yilavo, Yosef is going to be the boche. This simcha is lamala mikochosav. He's not going to have the kelim to hold on to this simcha, and that's what it means in the pasuk, that it was Dafka Yosef who cried. V'yochol Yosef v'sapik l'chol anitzav malav v'lo amar ish b'svadi Yosef elecha v'yitin es kolo b'vechi v'yipol atzav rei binyamin ochi v'yevk. So it's Yosef who's crying. This is a remnant of God lasid lava. So the Neva, like the Maral says, he's the one who cries, and that's why Yosef was crying, because he was kiviyachol lost. Yosef has Sarah's hashvatim. They're the Nevad, and now they're crying. So now we understand why Tzadka Yosef was crying, because he has this tremendous out of the ordinary simcha. So we should all be talking with Hashem, but Karav Mamish to experience Lavo, and Zochet to the Binyan Abayit Shlishim. Here we remain, Amen.